The plaintiffs rested their case today in the civil trial of O.J. Simpson. The last witness, Fred Goldman, father of Ron Goldman, who was killed along with Simpson's former wife, Nicole, in 1994. The families of the two victims are suing Simpson for wrongful death, saying he's liable for the pain and suffering they've endured since the murder 2.5 years ago. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from the courthouse in Santa Monica.
Fred Goldman gave an emotionally wrenching end to the plaintiff's case against O.J. Simpson, the man he maintains murdered his son Ronald. Goldman broke down in tears several times as family photos and videos were projected, showing Ron as having a happy-go-lucky childhood, and as Goldman said, a smile on his face since the day he was born. Attorney Daniel Petrocelli asked him, "Did you love your son?" "Oh, God, yes," Goldman replied, choking back tears. "There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of Ron," Goldman sobbed. His words appeared to move several jurors, and several times his eyes shot darts at Simpson, who was sitting in the courtroom. Goldman's appearance concluded 6 weeks of testimony in the plaintiff's case against O.J. Simpson, testimony that included the first ever questioning of Simpson in court. When he took the stand, Simpson swore he was not the scorned and vengeful ex-husband who killed the mother of his children and her friend. But during their case against him, attorneys for the victims' families called witness after witness to contradict Simpson. First, there was India Allen, a model-turned-dog groomer, who said she saw O.J. hit Nicole during a fight in a parking lot. Another witness said he also saw Simpson slap his ex-wife so hard she fell. Even O.J. Simpson's best friend, Al Cowlings, the man who drove the Ford Bronco during Simpson's famous police chase, testified against him. After much prodding, Cowlings reluctantly admitted that Nicole once told him O.J. had hit her and that he had to take her to the hospital, worried she might have a concussion. For the first time, jurors also heard from others close to Simpson, his former girlfriend, Paula Barbieri, his estranged friend, Robert Kardashian, his golfing buddies, business associates, and personal attorney. Loyola Marymount University law professor Stan Goldman, no relation to Ronald, says all their testimony was aimed at trying to chip away at O.J. Simpson's version of the events.
Why, if it's true that Paula Barbieri called him that morning and he got her message about breaking up with him the morning of the murders, why does he choose not to remember getting the phone call? Why does he maintain that he broke up with Nicole, where all these witnesses that have been called seem to suggest that he was telling everybody that Nicole had broken up with him? Each of these details add up to a picture of a man who may be extremely nervous about the jury understanding the truth. And why?
Besides pointing out inconsistencies, plaintiff's attorneys also count on the jury taking into consideration at least part of the testimony of a woman who worked at a battered women's shelter. Nancy Ney told the court that 5 days before the murders, she received a hotline call from a woman named Nicole, 34 years old, with two young children and a famous ex-husband who was stalking her and threatening to kill her if he saw her with another man. Simpson's lawyers argued there was no proof that the caller was Nicole Brown Simpson. Today, they began their defense of O.J. Simpson with the testimony of L.A. Police Detective Philip Van Adder, who was called to the crime scene the morning of the murders. Simpson's lawyers say they will be using strategies similar to those used to win an acquittal in the criminal trial. And the name Mark Furman, the now discredited police officer, has already come up many times as the defense tried to imply that Furman and other officers framed Simpson for the double murder. I'm Mandalit Del Barco at the Santa Monica Courthouse.